朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
真正为着神的。
And there is nothing that can be found that was for the Lord.
耶稣看完了以后，耶稣就出城。
And then after Jesus looked at the temple, then he had to depart from the city.
他没有办法住在这里。
For he could not stay in there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我求求你们不要像听历史故事一样听这段圣经。
I beg you not to listen to this story like just listen to some stories of history.
岂不知你们就是神的殿吗？
And don't you know you are the temple of God?
这个殿是圣的，这个殿就是你们啊。
And this temple is holy and it is you.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神怜悯我们。
And we ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
我们里面有多少的罪恶是让主伤心的。
And there's so much filth and sin in us that caused the Lord grief.
多少我们里面的思想，我们对人的恶念，是连人都不好意思让他知道的。
And so often we have thoughts that is so evil towards others that we can so embarrassed even to mention it.
主耶稣一次一次的回到我们里面，细细的查看每一样。
Then the Lord would come and to look at you time and again in detail.
到了天晚了，他只好出城去。
Until the end of the day, and then he had to leave.
弟兄姊妹，所以当以色列归回的百姓要重建圣殿的时候
，And so when the people of Israel return and have a desire to rebuild the temple,
你知道这件事情在神的心里面是多大的事吗
？And don't you know this is a great thing in the heart of God?
哈该书告诉我们说，你们看过从前殿的人，再看现在这个殿，这个殿算得了什么？
And the prophet Haggai said, if you have seen the previous glory and you look at this temple built now, what does it matter?
就是外面来看，真是算不了什么。
And because on the outside, it is really not comparable.
但是神却说，这殿要被我的荣耀充满，而这殿后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
Then the Lord had a great declaration that this, the glory of this temple, the latter glory will be greater than the former glory.
每一次我想到这个世代神的儿女，我心里面何等的痛苦啊！
And every time when I think of the children of the Lord in this generation, my heart aches.
我们一代不如一代啊！
And it is so true that one generation cannot be compared with the previous.
我们多少的前辈和先祖，他们是用血走出他们的一生。
And so often our forefathers, they have tread on the way through their own blood.
弟兄姊妹看过他们，再看我们，我们不得看的，看不上眼的。
And if you have read the story, then look at ourselves. We just so shameful.
多少爱主的高言大志在神面前经不起考验的。
And so many people who have boasting words about how they would serve the Lord, but they cannot be tested.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
当我们真心起来重建的时候。
And if we have a true heart to rise to rebuild.
虽然我们算不了什么。
Though we are worthless people.
这个教会算不了什么。
And though this church is not a big matter.
你们的传道人更算不了什么。
And your minister is nothing.
但是主却是真的。
But then the Lord is true.
他对我们的期望却是真的。
And his hope for each of us is true.
他要再回到我们中间来。
For he desired to return in our midst.
他说这个殿要再被我的荣耀充满。
And he says this temple will once again be filled by my glory.
幕后的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
And the latter glory shall be greater than the former.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
不要再觉得这段圣经跟你没有关系
And do never feel that this passage has nothing to do with it.
重建圣殿说到我们重建人生的目的
And to rebuild the temples talk about we are rebuilding the purpose of our existence.
一个没有目的的人生是一个失迷和盲目的人生
A person's life without a purpose is a numb life.
就算有目的，如果是一个错误的目的，把我们带到灭亡之路。
And even if you have discovered some kind of hope and it's the wrong purpose, then it will lead you in the wrong path.
没有一个崇高的目的，是一个没有价值的人生。
And there is never a high goal that is without value for your life.
没有一个崇高目的的人生，是一个不值得过的人生。
And a life that is without a high goal for the Lord is worthless.
而我们的目的何等的尊贵。
And how noble is our purpose in God?
你我是为着神的荣耀而被创造的。
For you and I are created for God's glory.
神拣选我们成为他的居所。
And God has chosen us to be His people.
保罗再三提醒我们，岂不知道你们就是神的殿吗？
And Paul Paul had time and again repeatedly said that, don't you know that you are the temple of God?
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里重建圣殿的时候，
And when we are here to rebuild the temple,
仇敌一定不甘心要来破坏我们。
And the enemies would not easily allow us to do so.
在圣经里面，我们看见当他们一开始重建的时候，
And from the Bible we know that as the people starting to rebuild,
仇敌马上就来威胁他们。
And then the enemy will immediately threaten them.
要加入跟他们一起来建造。
And they even disguise themselves and wanted to be participating in this.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神家需要有分别的灵。
But then in the house of the Lord, we must have a discerning spirit.
我们不容许任何外邦世人的做法掺到神的建造里面来。
And we will not allow any worldly method to enter into the Lord's way.
而这些人说，我们跟你们一同建造，我们也是敬拜神的人。
And as these people say, we will come to rebuild with you. We also worship God.
所罗巴伯、约书亚这么稳的站住，我们建造的事跟你们无份。
And Zerubbabel and Joshua said that firmly stand and said, our building is.You cannot participate.
你不要把世界的做法和肉体的污秽带到神的殿里面来。
And do not enter into this rebuilding with the methods of the world and the filth of your flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情让仇敌更火大了。
And this reply will cause the enemy to be even more fiercely against it.
圣经上告诉我们，纳地的民在犹大人建造的时候，就是让他们手发软。
And then the Bible tells us that the people of the land then will cause the people of rebuilding to tremble in the hand.
扰乱他们，要败坏他们的谋算。
And to disturb them and to destroy their plan.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当你要重建你自己的生命的时候，
and if you want to rebuild your own life,
当你要重建你的家庭，
and if you want to rebuild your family,
当我们教会要起来建造的时候，
and if our church wants to rise up to rebuild,
大家预备好，一定有仇敌的冷言。朝雨在这里讥笑我们，攻击我们。
And our heart must beware and to be prepared to take the mocking and the sneering of the enemy.
但是这一件事情在神的眼中。
And this thing in the eyes of the Lord.
等一下，我们从先知的安慰和劝勉的话里面，我们知道神一再告诉他们，你们要刚强。
From the words of the encouragement from the prophet, and we know that we must be firm.
神要亲手来坚固他们。
And the Lord Himself will hold up their hands.
因为这个殿是为着神的，不是为着人的。
And because this temple is prepared for God, not man.
所以外面一定会有仇敌的搅扰。
And so the external foes will attack continuously.
可能你猜想起来爱主，就突然被工作 lay off 了。
And as you desire to rise up to serve the Lord and love Him more, and then you got laid off.
你很想去参加那个聚会，结果你的孩子突然生病了。
And you want to attend that meeting, but suddenly something wrong with your child.
你在神家才尽心竭力把自己摆上，人家说你是一个好表现的人。
And if you want to contribute to the house of the Lord, then people say you want a name for yourself.
你好不容易顺从圣灵的感动，你在会中起来祷告，人家说我们不要做一个看得见的服事。
And then if you are moved by the Holy Spirit, wants to stand and to pray, then somebody say, we don't pray for people to hear.
弟兄姊妹，各式各样仇敌的诡计要来破坏神家真实的建造。
There's all kinds of evil planning that is from the enemy against us.
而在我们里面，
But within us,
本身这个使命在我们里面都要面临考验。
And we know the mission in our hearts will be also tested.
我们真看见神荣耀的旨意。
And if we have truly seen the glorious purpose of God,
如果我们心里面真正爱我们的主，
and if our heart truly loves the Lord,
我们一定爱他的旨意，爱他的教会。
And we also will love His purpose and love His church.
因为教会是他的身体。
And because the church is His body,
是他保养顾惜的。
And it's what he treasured and tempered most.
为什么保罗说任何人敢毁坏这个殿，神要毁坏他？
And that's why Paul said if anyone tries to destroy this temple, and God would destroy him.
所以弟兄姊妹，仇敌让我们借着祷告交到神的手中，我们专心于神的托付。
And we must through prayers commit ourselves to the Lord and to wholeheartedly and faithfully and accomplish His will.
我们最大的挑战还不在外面。
And our greatest challenge is actually not the external.
我们最大的挑战在我们的里面。
But the greatest challenge arises from within us.
我们很容易放弃。
And because it's easier for us to let go.
我们很容易妥协。
Or to compromise.
我们很容易掺杂。
Or to have mixed feelings about.
我们读一段圣经，在哈该书。
And let us turn to the book of Haggai.
我们从第二节读到第九节。
Chapter 1, verses 2 through 9.
我念给你们听。
read for you.
万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破旧的囊中。换句话说，你想存钱也都存不下钱。
In other words, you either want to save money, but you cannot.
万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。你们盼望多得，所得的却少，你们收到家中我就吹去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。弟兄姊妹，这里说到另外一个大的挑战和考验。
And here we discover a greater challenge and test.
是讲到我们里面自己的那个使命。
It's talk about the mission in us. Is it firm or not?
最大的困难和挑战不光在外面。
And the greater challenge does not come from the external.
最大的挑战和困难永远在我们这个人的里面。
And the greatest challenge is always come up from within us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一碰到难处的时候。
And when we face challenge.
当我们一看见这个荒凉的情形的时候。
And when we look at the difficulties and the desolation.
我们很容易就说，建造耶和华殿的时候还没有来到。
And then it is easy for us to say, oh, it is not the time to rebuild yet.
我们一生的孩子，我们就说孩子太小了，现在不是我建殿的时候。
And because we have a newborn child, and we say it is not time for me to rebuild yet.
我们一生病了，我们就觉得现在不是建殿的时候。
And when we have some sickness, and we say now is not a convenient time to rebuild the temple.
我们一失业受到挫折了，我们说我们要先解决问题，现在不是建殿的时候。
And suddenly we lost our job, and we got struck bad, and we say now is not the time to rebuild the temple.
弟兄姊妹，神的百姓开始建殿以后，没有多久就停工了。
And as the children of people of the Lord started to rebuild the temple, and soon afterwards they stopped.
一直停到大力乌做王的时候，他们停了将近16年。
Until Darius became king, and then they have stopped the construction for 16 years almost.
整个16年，神家只有根基，全部没有建造。
For 16 years, the house of the Lord only laid the foundation, but not put no construction upon it.
虽然我们救赎的根基有了，但是上面没有任何的建造。
Although we found redemption to be our foundation, but then we could not build upon it.
弟兄姊妹，我们得救了多久？
And how long have we been saved?
从我们有了这个救赎的根基到现在，神在我们身上建造的工作进行了多少？
And from the time we recognized this foundation and redemption,How much God could build upon us.
弟兄姊妹，16年的时间。
For 16 years long.
是一个不被神数算的日子。
And are the days that cannot be counted by God.
因为完全没有任何的建造。
And because there is no construction on it.
所以神差遣先知起来说劝勉的话。
And so therefore the Lord sent his prophets to give the words of admonishment.
所以哈该在第一章里面先奉耶和华的命来责备神的百姓。
And so in the beginning, Haggai was sent by God to rebuke his people.
来提醒他们一件事情。
And to remind them of this one thing.
你拼命在那里盖你自己的房子，住天花板的房屋。
And you have spent time to rebuild your house with panels.
但是你发现你花了这么多的功夫，你得到的却这么少。
And you discover that you spend a lot of time, but what you obtain is so little.
好像你赚了这么多的钱放进你的口袋，它却是一个破旧的口袋。
And as if you have spent so much effort in making so much money, but then you have put the money into a bag.
没有什么东西留下来。
And nothing will remain.
神说：“你知道是为什么吗？”
And God is asking them, "Do you know why?"
就只有一个原因。
There is only one reason.
神的殿仍旧荒凉。你们却住自己的房屋。
The temple of the Lord is still in desolation, and you are rebuilding your own house.
真的，我不是说我们不可以有自己的房屋啊，这都是外面的事。
That you cannot have your own house. This is just the external thing.
而是说我们到底生活的目的和中心是什么
？But we must recognize what is the center and the purpose of our lives.
所以神在这里叫哈该鼓励神的百姓，你们要上山去取木材来建殿。
So God sent Haggai to encourage his people go up to the mountain and obtain material to build the temple.
要为着神家的建造，我们要去得材料。
And for the building of the temple of God, we must obtain material.
要为着神家的建造，我们要被制作。
And so in order for the construction of his house, then we must be built ourselves.
要为着那个圣殿，我们要被神建造配搭起来。
For we know the holy temple is to be built, then we must work together and to be fitted together.
我们再看神给他们的第二个劝勉啊，哈该书第二章。
And the second encouragement by the Lord Haggai, chapter 2.
整卷哈该书是哈该四次的讲话。
And the, in the book of Haggai, Haggai has spoken four times.
我们只能够读到第二个。
And we can only look at two of his speech today.
第二章第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何？岂不在眼中看如无有吗？耶和华说：“所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强。约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。”第六节，万军之耶和华如此说：“过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。”这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说：“银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。在这地方我必赐平安。”这是万军之耶和华说的。所以哈该第一篇的信息重在警告和提醒。
And the first speech by prophet is emphasizing the warning and to remind.
讲完那次信息以后，在哈该书第一章十二节到十五节，你就发现所有的百姓就顺服，就起来重新建殿。
And after Haggai's first message from chapter 1 verses 1 through 15, then you know that the people took warning and rose up to rebuild.
从他们重新恢复建殿到殿完工，花了四年的时间。
And from the time they started to rebuild until the temple was done, it was 4 years.
所以前面这十六年的浪费。
So the 16 years spent in waste.
按照力量早可以建造四个建圣殿。
And according to their strength, they could build the temple four times over.
当然圣殿只有一个，我只是比喻的说法。
And I'm only saying it in men's words.
弟兄姊妹，到了哈该书第二章，就重在安慰和鼓励。
When it comes to Haggai chapter 2, then the Lord wants to encourage one more time and to comfort.
虽然我们的规模，我们的能做的何等的有限，但是神看为宝贵。
And although we are small people who can do very little, but God takes treasure of it.
而撒加利亚也一样起来，在第一章到第八章，他好几次的信息来劝勉神的百姓起来重新建造。
Likewise, for the prophet Zechariah, from chapter 1 through 4:8, he also encourages people to rise up to rebuild.
我们最熟的一段经文就是我们今天背诵的经文。
And the most familiar passage that, and is also our memory to.Verses to take memory.
神借着撒加利亚鼓励百姓说：“万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。”
And the Lord said through Zechariah that not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
大山啊，你算得了什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必要成为平地。
What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain.
所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功。
And the hand of Zerubbabel will establish the foundation of the temple, and in his hand that he shall finish it.
到第十节结束的时候，他说：“谁藐视这事的日子为小呢？”
And in verse 10, then he says, "And who has despised the day of small things?"
他说：“耶和华的眼目遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣，心便欢喜了。”
And then he says, "The plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel, they are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth."
当神真看见我们里面在那里从事建造的工作的时候，
And when the Lord really look at us, and if we are to rebuild the temple,
神的心何等的欢喜！
And how joyful is the heart of the Lord!
所以弟兄姊妹，难处是真的。
It is true that we will have difficulties.
仇敌的破坏、攻击和伤害是少不了的。
And the destruction and the attack and the hurt of the enemy is something we cannot avoid.
但是神一直在这里劝我们，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
But then the Lord constantly reminds us that it's not by might nor by power.
神要建立这功，神也要完成这功。
And God will manage the rebuilding and he also will finish it.
而这殿后来的荣耀要远远大过先前的荣耀。
He also promised the glory of this temple will be greater, far greater than the former one.
弟兄姊妹，用我们的经历来说。
And according to our own experience.
我们对神的经历和享受。
And our experience of Him and enjoyment.
我们个人或者我们家庭或者整个教会在主面前蒙恩的度量和享受都要比从前更好。
And if we had those experiences, then we know after the temple is rebuilt, then we shall enjoy and experience the blessings more and more.
神要给我们的恩典，给我们的祝福，远不止我们现在所经历的。
For the Lord's blessings and the joy that He gives to His people will be far greater than what we have now.
他把更大的祝福，更大的荣耀充满在我们中间。
Greater blessings and greater glory will be filled in our midst.
你如果是一个爱主的弟兄姊妹，
And if you are a brother or sister who loves the Lord,
你不是属于 Christian Assembly 或属于于洪杰的，
and you are not belonging to Christian Assembly or Brother Yu,
主耶稣说金子是我的，银子也是我的，
and the Lord himself says that gold is mine, silver is mine,
你我每一个人都是为着神的荣耀而活的，
and you and I and everyone is to live for the glory of God.
神要把我们震动，把我们造句，把我们建造起来。
The Lord will shake heaven and earth and to fit us together and to rebuild us together.
你不喜欢这个教会没有关系。
If you don't like this church, it doesn't matter.
你不喜欢这个教会聚会的方式没有关系。
You don't like the style of the meetings of this church, it does not matter.
你不喜欢这里吃的饭更没有关系。
And you don't like the food we have for lunch, it doesn't matter.
你不喜欢这里的传道人更没有关系。
And you don't like the ministers here, it doesn't matter.
但是要爱神啊。
But one thing matters, that is you have to love God.
要体贴神的心意啊。
And you must identify with the heart of God.
要为着神的心意和建造把命都拼上去。
And you must give your life to God, the Lord's purpose.
神见我们手拉线托，他的心就欢喜。
And the Lord sees the rebel with the plumb line in his hand and his heart takes joy.
他要把他的祝福赐给我们。
And he will give us all his blessings.
所以不仅仅他亲自帮助我们。
Not only he will promise to help us himself.
底下我们看见整个环境都在为他们效力。
And then we'll see that the all environments will even work together for their good.
我们来看以斯拉记。
And let us turn to Ezra.
我们先看以斯拉记第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4, Ezra.
犹大和便雅悯的敌人听说被掳归回的人为耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇，就去见所罗巴伯和以色列的族长，对他们说，请容我们与你们一同建造，因为我们寻求你们的神与你们一样，等等等啊。那么第四节
Verse 4,
因为第三节所罗巴伯不准他们，他说我们建造神的殿与你们无干。
And verse3, Zerubbabel forbid them from to rebuild with them because he says that it has nothing to do with you.
第四节第五节，那地的民就在犹大人建造的时候使他们手发软，扰乱他们，从波斯王古列连间直到波斯王大力乌登基的时候，会买谋士要败坏他们的谋算。弟兄姊妹，所以圣殿就停工啊。我们看二十四节。
Let's turn to 24.
于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了，直停到波斯王大力乌第二年。那这里我用半分钟插出去一下啊。第四章的第六节一直到二十三节是插进来的一段历史。
And it's the inserted passage of history.
这些的反对跟攻击不是针对圣殿，是针对重建城墙的时候。
And this opposition from the enemy is not against the temple, but against the building of the wall.
因为这段第六节的故事是发生在亚哈水鲁王登基的时候。
And because this story happened when Artaxerxes became king.
那是五十年以后的事情。
And that was 50 years afterwards.
现在的人看会 confuse, 对以斯拉当时世代的人看，他们不会 confuse.
I'm sorry, it's Ahasuerus, and today we would get confused, but at the time when the people read those, they would not be confused.
所以第六节到二十三节是五十年以后尼希米重建城墙的时候碰到的反对。
And that is the opposition Nehemiah met when they were trying to rebuild the walls for the city.
停工了十五年、十六年以后，第五章，那时先知哈该和义多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话。 于是他们就都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。这里说到我们第一层的帮助，神亲自用话语，用神的力量来坚固他们。
Chapter 5 verses 1 and 2 talk about God became their help and using His strength and His words.
第五章后面就发现马上就有人要起来告控告他们。
And then the latter part of chapter 5 talk about how people rose up to accuse them.
这个控告不但没有控告成功。
Not only the accusation did, became of no use.
反而大力的巫王一去查从前的圣旨，发现原来果然曾经下令过古列准他们回来。
But when Darius made the discovery with the scrolls of the past, and he discovered by decree that the former king had allowed the building.
所以第六章为了时间的缘故，我只挑一两节读啊。
So for time's sake, chapter 6, I'll read a few verses for you.
第七节，不要拦阻神殿的工作，要任凭犹大人的省长和犹大的长老在原处建造神的殿。那么第八节后面，王又下令说，你们要急速拨款做他们的经费，免得耽误工作。
Then above chapter 8 talk about then you shall provide all the expense from the king's tax.
第九节甚至告诉他们要丰富的供应他们羊、羊羔、麦子、盐、酒，要让他们的祭司都不缺乏。
And so that they have they can rebuild. And verse 9 talk about that you must even provide for all the food and sustenance and sacrifice so that they can do the work.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们真为着神心意活着的时候，
So if we truly live for God's purpose,
一定有仇敌的拦阻和攻击。
One thing for sure is that the enemy will attack and try to stop us.
但是另外一方面，
On the other hand,
一定有神的喜悦和神的灵亲自的坚固和帮助。
Then God's joy and God's strength, a spirit will come to steadfastly help us.
而且更稀奇的事情，
And then the more marvelous thing,
因为万有都在神的手中，
Because we know that all things is in the hand of the Lord.
神能够调度万事来为我们效力，
That God will work all things together for us.
所以原来的拦阻慢慢过去了。
And the original difficulties we find out they pass.
当我们真刚强胜过仇敌的时候，你发现一切都为我们效力。
And if we truly stand by the Lord's side, then we know that the Lord will help us.
仇敌只能够吓那些会被他吓到的人。
The enemy can only threaten those and intimidate those who can be intimidated.
当我们不被他吓到，甚至胜过他的时候，万有都为我们效力的。
And when we will not take his threat, then we know that all things will work for us.
所以第六章后面讲到全面侍奉的恢复。
The latter part of chapter 6 talk about the everyone is now restored.
我不去读它了。
And I'm not going to read it here.
整个圣殿盖好的时候，百姓的侍奉祭祀都恢复了。
And that the temple is restored and all the service is restored.
真像哈该书说的，幕后的荣耀要大过先前的。
And just like the prophet Haggai already prophesied, the latter glory will be greater than the former.
那我们刚才读过哈该，但是我们最后再读一段撒迦利亚书。
And we have read Haggai, but now let's lastly read the Zechariah again.
撒迦利亚书第八章。
Zechariah chapter 8.
第一节到第三节，我们一起同声的来读。
Verses 1 through 3, we'll read them together.
万军之耶和华的话临到我说，万军之耶和华如此说，我为锡安心里极其火热，我为他火热，向他的仇敌发烈怒。耶和华如此说，我现在回到锡安，要住在耶路撒冷中，耶路撒冷必称为诚实的城，万军之耶和华的山必称为圣山。好，弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等喜乐的图画啊。
Oh, what a beautiful and great joyful picture.
神为着这座城，为着这座殿，他心里极其火热。
And God was zealous for this temple and this city.
不仅仅火热，现在有一个 good news, 有个好消息。
And now, even greater news is pronounced.
万军之耶和华说，我现在我要回到锡安。
And the Lord of hosts said that I will return to Zion.
我要住在耶路撒冷中。
And dwell in the midst of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，好不好？我们都邀请主回到我们里面来。
And should we all invite the Lord to return to us?
原本是他的居所。
It is originally his dwelling place.
但是圣徒们居然把他关在门外。
But then the saint has closed him out, shut him out.
所以启示录第三章居然有说，看啊，我在门外叩门。
And therefore, Revelation chapter 3 talked about the Lord, Behold, I'm knocking on the outside.
主怎么被关到门外去了呢？
Then how come the Lord is on the outside?
圣殿本来就是神的居所。
The holy temple is God's dwelling place.
神的儿子居然不能够在圣殿里面要出去。
But now the Son of God could not dwell in it and he was outside.
让我们都起来重建圣殿。
So let us rise up to rebuild this temple.
我们个人的殿需要重建。
And our personal temple must be rebuilt.
我们的家庭需要重建。
And our family has to be rebuilt.
我们的教会需要重建。
And our church must be rebuilt.
不仅仅让我们重新回到一个崇高的人生生活目的里。
Not only will we return and to find this highest goal that God has for us.
让我们的人生有价值有意义。
And so that we will have value and meaning in our lives.
更重要的一件事情是荣耀的神他说他要回到我们中间。
More importantly, the glorious God has said that I will return to us.
而在撒加利亚书第八章结束的时候
And Zechariah chapter 8 when it ends.
二十节到二十三节
Verses 23 and 24.
万军之耶和华如此说将来必有列国的人和多城的居民来到这城的居民必到那城说我们要快去恳求耶和华的恩寻求万军之耶和华我也要去。
Verses 20 to 23.
然后23节
And then 23.
万军之耶和华如此说在那些日子必有十个人从列国诸族中出来拉住一个犹大人的衣襟说我们要与你们同去因为我们听见神与你们同在。哈利路亚。
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。